Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
I realize I may lose a few of you today. I'm going to lean towards something a little bit more catechetical, but that's okay. It's always a risk. This is a very special solemnity, Pentecost. It's not a Sunday in ordinary time with a number. It's not kind of nondescript. It's the Holy Spirit solemnity. Everything's in red. Something special, very special about today. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to go over just a little bit about some of the things that we should want, some of the things that we should want to receive from God and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk about virtues and gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, there are seven, and they are infused into every Christian at baptism. Okay, so they're put in there. There's nothing you can do to get them. They're gifts that are infused in you in the sacrament of baptism. Boom. They are nurtured. Now, we're going to come back to this because this is what you can do, right? You can nurture things and people, right? They are nurtured by the practice of the seven virtues. We're going to come back to that. And they are sealed in the sacrament of confirmation. So you've got them in you. But are they just sitting there? You know, like something you put in the Tupperware. Just sitting in there. Not doing anything. Except getting colder if they're in the fridge. Just sitting there. Okay. What are the seven gifts? Let's just cover them briefly. Wisdom is the knowledge about divine things and the ability to judge and direct human affairs according to divine truth. This is from the Summa Theologica, Thomas Aquinas. I really don't know a whole lot about what that just said. The knowledge of divine things I get, but the ability to judge and direct human affairs, I thought of maybe the Pope, maybe some of the bishops, how the more they have of wisdom, they can direct the some of the movements within the church, etc. Okay, but maybe I don't have a lot of wisdom. Okay, wisdom, the knowledge though of divine things, I think we can kind of get a little bit of a grasp on that. Understanding, penetrating insight into the higher truths, or the ability to see God. Sounds very contemplative. The ability to see God, to see the higher truths, the higher realities. Sounds very contemplative. Counsel allows a man to be directed by God. Isn't that important? To be directed by Him. People want to say, well, what's God's will? I want to do God's will. Well, then you need to allow yourself to be directed. You need to give Him your will and be directed. Right? So counsel, to receive His counsel, would be very important. Fortitude, a firmness of mind in doing good and avoiding evil, and overcoming all obstacles to do the good. No matter what, I'm going to do the good, no matter what consequences. We think of the martyrs. We think of those who have been imprisoned for their faith. I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to deny Christ. no matter what the cost. I will do the good. Fortitude. Knowledge, the ability to judge correctly about matters of faith and right action. I know my faith. I know what the church teaches. In this particular situation, what is the right course of action? Discerning that. Knowledge. Piety is revering God with filial affection, paying worship and duty to Him, not with the affection of a slave. I'm going to do this because I don't want to be punished, but I'm going to do it because, oh, we're coming up to that, because I have the motivation that goes to the last gift, fear of the Lord. Sorry, I was mixing those two up. Piety, revering God with affection, giving Him His due out of love, and fear of the Lord, they're kind of close, revering God and avoiding separating ourselves from Him. We don't want to be separated from Him. So I am going to revere Him. And then piety is revering with affection. So there's kind of those two are kind of related there. Okay, these are the seven gifts. Can't do anything to get them except receive the sacraments. Okay, but how do you nurture them? Now we're into this. How do you nurture them? Well, the gifts emerge more and more, because they're in you. They emerge more and more when we practice the virtues, when we make little acts of virtue every day more and more, and maybe even larger acts of virtue more and more and more, and the gifts emerge more and more. That's the relationship. When I say, I make little acts of temperance, for example, you know, I don't need any more meat. I don't need another glass of wine. I can do without another hour of TV. Let me do something better. Temperance. Patience. When I try to practice patience, I feel like I'm going to blow my top. Let me just cool down and pray for the person. Courage. I don't want to say this to that person because they're going to get mad, but I know I really need to. They're not doing something very well. I need to say something or do something. That's courage. Little acts of virtue, more and more and more. The gifts of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, piety emerge more and more. And guess what happens? There's a synergy. As the gifts emerge more and more, they help the virtues to be practiced more and more. And then everything grows. It all comes out. And the more that happens, the virtues help the gifts help the virtues, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are more apparent to other people. People see you've got something going on. So it's not just about you. And the fruits of the Holy Spirit, people see in you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. It's from Galatians. So, it comes down to, well, what's the one-liner that you can take today? Practice being virtuous in little ways. That's it. There's the sentence. Practice virtues. Now, this cooperation of virtues, gifts, and fruits help us to attain the eightfold state of beatitude. I'm not ready to go into that right now. The eightfold state of beatitude described by Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. Our goal is beatitude. Our goal is the beatific vision in heaven, to be in the vision of God for eternity. So all of these things, by practicing virtue, are one-liner, that will help the gifts emerge, that will help my virtues be practiced more, the fruits are going to start showing to people, people will be drawn towards Christ by me, through me, I mean, him working through me, right? And not only will I help them go towards the beatific vision, but I'm headed towards the beatific vision, the beatitude of Christ. All because we practice the virtues. But that takes effort and want to help, asking for the grace of the Lord to help. The virtues, just going to list them. Well, what are the virtues? Prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance, faith, hope, and charity. The virtue of charity above all. Well, what's the highest virtue to practice? Right? Is charity. Is the key. Remember? Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Okay. Charity. Doing good for others. Through prayer and works. Back to St. James, right? All connects. The virtue of charity is the key that unlocks the potential power of the seven gifts, which can lie dormant in the soul after baptism unless acted upon. Practice charity. And everything else will start to emerge and grow as it should.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.